kindness is more easily demonstrated than defined. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. And this is the thought for today. Kindness is more easily demonstrated than defined. People go around the world trying to do kind acts and trying to make people happy by what they do. And they fail miserably at it because it's an outward thing which wants to have a response. And anytime you do a kindness for which you want a response, you want someone to say thank you or someone to appreciate it, the kindness is not a kindness. It's a motivation, it's a manipulation. It's something that you do just to get somebody to respond to what you're doing. And otherwise you wouldn't give a kindness at all. Now, my niece's husband, Bob, in Dover, Delaware, he saw his niece by marriage of the girl Ashley, or
Alicia,
and Alicia had just found knitting, and so she was knitting, and she didn't care what she knitted. People asked her, what you're making, you know, an Afghan or this and that. She said, I'm knitting to knit, you know, I'm just knitting. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know where he got it, but he likes to go to places where they have yard sales and stuff like that. And so he said, well, Alicia, I have something for you. And she says, oh, what, Uncle Bob? You know. And he says, well, what I have for you is some yarn and some needles and all that stuff. And she says, super. And so he brought out this big bag full of mixed yarn. Yarn thick as your finger and all that sort of stuff, you know, which is not easy stuff to work with in the beginning. And so he gave it to her. And then Marie said, you know, Alicia, I don't really think it's time for you to have that right now. I think you should have normal type yarn while you're developing your skill. And Uncle Bob will always have this for you if you want it, you know. But for you to go on the airplane with this bundle of knitting needles and all of this stuff, you're attracting attention to yourself. And so she says, okay. And so they came back to Marie's house, and Marie gave her some more yarn that she had. She's always got yarn in around there. And so the kid went on to the plane, as I mentioned once before. And once you got on the plane, the kindness of the yarn and the kindness of the knitting was so subtle.
Invisible.
So subtle. It was so unseen that when she got on the plane, the guards didn't even recognize that she had knitting needles in her hands and knitting needles that she's taken on the plane, you know, because you're not supposed to have pointed things, you know, that go on the plane. And it was really quite charming, but she was so naive. This was her new game that she was playing, and it was given kindly to her, and so she just had a lot of fun with it. And when she got home, she had used up all the yarn and was ready for some more. But you see, kindness like that, given out of the depth of your heart without any return of thought in any way, that's the kind we really want to learn how to give. Have you ever been kind? Have you ever done kind things? I kind of doubt it, because every time I hear of a kind thing that you've done, you tell me about it. And if there's a kind thing that you've done, shut up. Don't tell anybody. Then the kind thing is really in your heart, and it's not something you're trying to get credit for having done. We oftentimes say, oh, I stood in the laundry line. I stood in the grocery line at the grocery store, and I was talking to this lady, and I said, you have the sweetest child. And the lady says, oh, thank you. And it's a genius, da-da-da-da, and push, you know. Let it alone. Once you say the child is beautiful, a genius, back away. Otherwise, you kill it, you know. And then when you come home and tell us about it, then you're really murderous, you know. Because then it's no longer a kindness done. It's, I am so damn good, you can smell me coming a mile away, you know. And that is not really the kind of kindness that we want to do. We want a kindness that is more easily done than defined. And whenever you define a kindness or anything nice that you've done, then it's not a kindness. Now, people say, well, what can I do to say something about it, you know? Well, instead of saying you did it, say you looked at the little child and she was so beautiful, her eyes just glowed and she just was radiant. You know, you don't have to say what you said. Her eyes were just radiant. She just was a delight to look at. And obviously, you know, there was communication going on there. Obviously something was being said, but if you say it and you pat yourself on the back, it's a kindness that loses all of its joy to the listener hearing about it. Remember those things, because we try to define kindness. We want to say what kindness means. And to demonstrate it is all we need. Ellen could just say, hey, I was in line, and this lady was up in front of me, and her little baby was in the golf cart, yeah, in the carriage or in whatever she did, huh?
In the cart.
The cart, the grocery cart. That's the name I was looking for, the grocery cart. And the little girl looked back at me and had a big smile on her face and fell right out of the cart. And I reached and grabbed her and put her back in the cart. And her mother didn't even know it. And the little girl was just cooing away, and I was saying, sit down, back up a little bit, baby. You know? And I didn't tell the mother anything about it, but, you know, it was so wonderful. That little girl just wanted to get in my arms. That's all she wanted to do. And don't say she could have fallen and hit her head on the concrete and killed herself. And you know, that's not kindness. The kindness is when, hey, she just wanted to get in my arms. She just wanted to be loved. And if you say something like that, you know, then it's still a pat on the back, but it's not quite so odious. Pats on the back are odious no matter how you look at them. They're not anything that we want to desire to do. However, demonstrate your kindness and shut up about it. Like if you're going to pay for some poor bum's meal at a restaurant, thank you, then don't say anything about it. You know, just do it. And then get out of there before he sits down to eat or before he gets served. Because maybe the waitress will keep the money and not give him a meal either, you know.
Or maybe he's not hungry, he doesn't eat it.
Or maybe he's not hungry. And maybe he's a rich man who would say thank you. He'd say thank you. Do I look that poor? And the waitress would merely say, well, the person who saw you felt so harmonious with you, they wanted to give you a gift. And, you know, that's the way to do it. But demonstrate your kindness. Express your kindness by your heart and by your thoughts and by your action. And keep your mouth shut. Keep it big shut. And whenever you open it, somehow you have a wonderful time of sticking your foot in there. And if you ever looked at the size of your foot and the size of your mouth, you would see that really... Oh, Ellen says she has small feet.
Me too.
Well, you got a small mouth too. I can tell you that your foot's bigger than your mouth. And if it's not
doesn't
bigger,
fit.
Huh?
Doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit. That's right. It just doesn't fit. It pays for us to work on being free of putting our feet in our mouth and living a happy life. Kindness is more easily demonstrated than defined. Gnuk. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.